The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Thursday Night Destruction, The Midnight Jury, After Midnight, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Welcome everybody to this week's show. This is episode 41 of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. I am your host, Justin, joined this week by Vince.
Hello.
Mr. Short's back.
Yep.
Dan is not here, and Timmy is also not here. He is recovering from a wreck he was in Friday. He is fine. Some dumbass teenager hit him from behind at 60 miles an hour, and smashed him into the car. It was waiting to turn in front of him, so thank God for the Dodge, the giant truck he was in, or he'd have been screwed.
And to be fair, Timmy does like to be hit from behind.
Well, that's
really
that's,
hard.
That's true. Apparently, he has a great tail. That's what I've been told. So, but yeah, I would say how's everybody's week, but
I gotta work.
You gotta work because we're gonna get an inch of snow. Like, people in Jersey are getting like a foot.
Hoosiers need to realize that we live in a northern fucking state. We live a state away from Canada, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. But
get a Pontiac Aztec.
That's right.
You goddamn right.
Yeah, there you go. We'll run down the shows real quick. Did you watch Gotham?
Yeah.
Was the end of the Electrocutioner?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. It was the pickup from when they came back. Electrocutioner was still in the loose. I have a little bit of notes here. Riddler likes that one girl.
Yeah.
Who is it?
The Christmas girl. Or is it a riddle?
We don't know who
she is. Her last name's Christmas, I think.
Yeah, something like that. But come find out later in the episode, she kind of rejects him.
Yeah.
And calls him a weirdo.
Yeah.
And you just see the look come on his face, and I'm like, dude, just do it. Turn into Riddler. Come on.
I'm gonna skin you alive and wear you.
Yeah, and that dude's creepy, and he would too. Barbara wants to go see her parents.
Yeah,
but they're really cold and distant, and really don't seem to like her.
Yeah,
I think it's because she has the gay.
Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, well, soon to be Gordon when she actually marries Jim Gordon. Then she becomes Barbara Gordon.
Okay, and his daughters.
This is the, yeah. This
okay.
Is, yeah. She'll die sometime. Fish tried to get Don Falcone to leave town because they had his quote-unquote girlfriend hostage, the young girl.
Yeah.
Zaz appeared, which I was like, he shows up, some stuff's like, going down.
He said, send me to work.
Yeah.
He's like, not yet.
Not, let me go. I'm like,
yeah. Victor Zaz.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a motherfucker.
Yeah. I really like that they brought him in.
Yeah, the guy that plays him is great.
They didn't really tone him down that much in that Batman game.
No.
Arkham
Knights?
City?
No, not Knights. It's Arkham Asylum.
Was it Asylum?
I think it started
Yeah, it was Asylum. Arkham Asylum, yeah.
Gordon beat the Electrocutioner with a cup of water.
Yeah.
Threw it on his suit and shorted him out.
I'm sure.
Like, yeah, he like electrocuted the whole precinct.
Yeah, knocked everybody out. Because they had Maroni and Penguin in custody to bait him to get to come to the precinct. Yeah.
And he came in, he had this thing on his chest, and he just picks up
threw it on him. It's always the easiest things is how it works. He gets reinstated. He's now a detective first class and tells the commissioner, if anybody else tries to take my badge, I will make them eat it. Then he tells Bullock that he's done playing it safe.
Yeah.
And Bullock's like, you've been playing it safe this whole time? What the hell? Falcone ended up killing his girlfriend right in front of fish.
Choked her.
Because Penguin told him, hey, it's fish. This has been a whole deal. And freaked out fish. Penguin shows up, says goodbye to fish. You don't. Yeah. He wants him alive, but Zaz is in charge of him, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, at the very end of the episode, Gordon and the doctor chick
were
making out. And then somebody comes into the room and says, did you hear about the shootout at Fish's place?
Yeah. So,
and then that's the end.
Yeah. Really good episode. Yeah. I really like when they bring Zaz in. And they use him sparingly, which I like.
Yeah.
With a character like that, you have to.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to kill somebody and then cut myself. Yeah. Anybody watch Arrow?
No.
The team is waiting to hear back from Oliver since he took off to fight Roz. And obviously, mid-season finale, Roz killed him, kicked him down the cliff.
Yeah.
Merlin tells him that he's dead. If they haven't heard back from him by now, he's dead. Brick, played by Vinnie Jones, broke into police evidence storage to steal a bunch of evidence to get a bunch of criminals released. And Red Arrow, Arsenal.
Yeah.
And the black guy try to stop him, but they really can't. So he gets the evidence, and the guys that he broke out are his new gang, and they're going to try to take over the Glades. Felicity seems to quit the team, and she tells Ray Palmer that he will fail being the Atom and trying to save people, and she don't want to lose another friend. New Black Canary showed up, which is... It's the sister of the original Black Canary that died. She showed up, new outfit. She beat up some of Brick's new gang. You do see that Oliver was dead. Roz did kill him. But in all the flashbacks on Arrow, the Asian guy that's with him,
mm-hmm.
his wife apparently lives somewhere near there. And the Asian guy found him at the bottom of the thing, took him to the wife, and the wife brought him back somehow. So they didn't use the Lazarus Pit. But they haven't really explained yet how she brought him back to life. So that was it for Arrow. Did you watch Flash?
Yeah.
Flash was fucking awesome. That you show liked was it? So good. Yes, it was.
I thought it was so cheesy.
It was.
And so, like,
you're getting the rogues together. It has to be cheesy
like
a little bit.
90s Flash cheesy? Or?
No. Not that bad.
The guys from the
Prison Break.
Oh, my hat is covered with dog hair.
Yeah.
But.
They're the ones Captain Cold
and Fire...
Heatwave. Yeah, Dominic Purcell was introduced as Heatwave.
And they just have guns, and he's like...
Yeah.
They're like trying to shoot him.
Well, the one's Pyromaniac.
Yeah.
And he has like giant burns on him and stuff like that. Let's see. Heatwave and Captain Cold steal an expensive painting.
Yeah.
They're trying to bait out the Flash to get him to fight. Captain Cold has a giant plan, so... But he hasn't come out to fight. He's working to get his speed up for when Reverse Flash shows back up.
Which is him from the future.
No.
Nope. It's the Doctor.
It's the Doctor in the wheelchair.
Okay.
Eventually, Flash does show up to fight the rogues. He gets them to cross streams in a very nice Ghostbusters type of way.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need to go faster. I need to slow down.
And so they're both shooting him at the same time, the heat gun and the fire gun. And he gets them to cross streams, and they blow each other up, and they're getting the very end. They're
so cheesy.
Yeah, they're being taken to Iron Heights, which is the prison, and somebody blows up or somebody does something to the car, to the truck they're in. The doors open up, and you see is a gun. And Captain Cold is telling Heatwave that it's all part of the plan. And then he turns around and says, "Hi, sis." So it's Captain Cold's sister is going to be a rogue as well. Next week is Pied Piper episode. Apparently, he is the son of the family who had the painting stolen. So this is how they're all tying them together like that. So, yeah, it was cheesy, but I loved it.
Yeah, my wife likes that show.
Anybody watch Constantine?
No.
Ratings were up.
Yeah, I saw that. For this season.
This was Felix Faust episode.
I'm going to have to watch it tonight.
Yeah. You want me to ruin it? Or
I don't care.
Felix Faust is going around stealing souls in, I think it was New York or something, and one of them is Chaz's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Faust makes a deal to release her after they beat a demon for him, but then he reneges on the deal.
He said, "Nig."
Easy killer.
Don't start that yet.
Not yet. Chaz offers, he has 30 souls left. And they explain how he does the dying and coming back thing. Constantine put a Merlin spell on him that Merlin used for King Arthur. And the first time you die, you absorb the souls of everybody around you. Well, he did it at a concert, and like 47 people died around him, so he had all those go into him. So he had how many, he dies and comes back. That's how. So he offers all those. Faust agrees to release his daughter for him. But before it go through, Chaz reneges on the deal. Go ahead.
He said neg.
And blows him up with a grenade. Blows himself up and Felix Faust up, which Faust is a wizard, and he'll come back if it gets renewed. The daughters return to health and okay. And really good episode. I wish more people would watch this, even though ratings were up. Still no word on if they're going to renew it.
I never watch it. I never watch any of that. I just don't have time. I don't. Yeah. And it's funny, we were talking about that at work, Constantine, and I was like, it's the best show that nobody's watching on TV.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a really good show.
It's really good, but nobody's watching it. NBC, I'll tell you what.
It's got the curse of Firefly.
Yes, they do this thing. It's like when NBC canceled Scrubs, and then ABC picked it up. I'm hoping that NBC cancels Constantine, and CW picks it up.
Yeah.
You put Constantine and Supernatural on the same night, and then you have Flash, Arrow, same night. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, but you can't. It's funny to see what's his name dressed up as Constantine. Oh. I didn't see Constantine.
Yeah, but
the angel from Supernatural.
Oh yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Castiel.
Yeah, because Mark, the guy who did Supernatural, was a big Constantine fan.
Yeah, and that was what the look was based on.
Right.
So, anybody watch Mike Tyson?
No, the new one's coming up though, isn't it? Where they go house hunting.
Yes, I think the next episode is the house hunting.
Awesome.
The last Sunday's episode was Mike is to give the commencement speech at Miami of Ohio, but he gets confused and thinks it's supposed to be in Florida because it's Miami.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bit about that. While he's away, he went by himself. Young, his daughter, was kidnapped by a Russian mobster to pay off some of Pigeon's gambling debts.
Nice.
So they go to try and get her back. He refuses. So Pigeon hires an Asian stripper to play the role of Young at the house. But the Russian mobster hears Mike's speech about what hat you're going to wear in life to decide what you're going to do. Yeah, just... I was crying. I was laughing at this fucking speech. It's so stupid. And she makes it home before Mike gets home, so everything's fine. And at the very end, it's a redo of the opening credits, but the Asian stripper's in all the shots, like sticking out her butt and stuff like that. But yeah, I think next week, or tonight's, is the house hunting episode.
Yeah, and I'm going to be at work.
I will download it. Getting into the news, the Powers TV series, based off the Bendis comic, will start March 10th on PlayStation Network. The first episode will be free to everybody, but the rest of the episodes will be available at least first if you have PlayStation Plus.
Oh.
Which I don't, so I will find other ways to watch it if the first episode's good. The Walking Dead spinoff that they've been working on, they have announced that it will be extremely different from The Walking Dead.
Does it have a name yet?
Not really. They're using a working title, but nothing.
And Steel Magnolias 2.
I'll cry at that, too. But the reason it will be extremely different is the time period it will be set in. When Walking Dead starts, the walkers are already there, Rick wakes up in the hospital. This will take place before the outbreak and the start of the outbreak in Los Angeles or wherever it's set. So that's how it's going to be different. You get to see how it all actually starts.
So what, they got a good 2 months?
I think it was like a couple years.
He was in the hospital for a couple of years.
Or was it 4 months or something like that?
I don't know. I couldn't see him living for that long in that hospital.
Yeah. But this is set right as the outbreak starts.
It's all a dream anyway.
Yeah. It's all an autistic kid with a snow globe.
Yep.
You will be
happy. Nobody's going to get that reference.
Well, you do if you're our age. And talking Saint Elsewhere. Just Google it, kids. Or Google Patrick Duffy dream sequence. It's all just a dream.
It's all just a dream.
Carl wakes up and, you know.
Yeah.
Finds Patrick Duffy in the shower.
It's Mario Brothers 2.
Yes. Luigi. Always player 2 on the screen, but number 1 in our hearts. You'll be happy to know, Mr. Short, that season 8 and 9 of Trailer Park Boys is being filmed as we speak.
Yay.
And will be on Netflix. I love that picture.
I've kept it on there forever.
I know. David Duchovny has came out and said that he is on board for the X-Files reboot.
God bless him.
Limited series run. They're not going to do a whole season. It's going to be probably 13 episodes, 8 episodes. Gillian Anderson's in. Chris Carter's in. They're just waiting to shoot.
This all came about from the Nerdist podcast. Yep. Gillian Anderson was on the Nerdist podcast, and Chris Hardwick was like,
"Can we get it?
If we get enough people on social media to say that it's going to happen, then it'll actually happen."
She's like, "Well, didn't do it."
Yeah,
and they did. So we're going to get X-Files back, and I'm all types of happy about that. Gotham is going to be bringing in another bad guy. Red Hood.
All right.
Now, in the comics, this is how they introduced the Joker.
Yeah.
You think that's how they're going to do it on Gotham?
I don't know, because if you've ever read...
Now, this is old Red Hood, not Jason Todd that's playing Red Hood now.
Right. The Red Hood is just a costume they used to do bad things or whatever, and it wasn't just one person that wore it.
There are multiple people, yes. So, but Bruno Heller, the guy that's executive producer, came out and said, yes, there's going to be an episode that involves Red Hood. So, you're going to get that. Netflix. Actually, this is going to be in movie news. Hold on. I got my stories mixed up. They have cast Supergirl for the TV series. Melissa Benoist. She's in the movie Whiplash, and she's from Glee. Go ahead.
Who's the one who watches Glee all the time?
I don't watch it all the time, asshole. Just when it's on.
Oh yeah, Cop Rock.
Don't get me started. You ain't got the time, but I would YouTube it. So yeah, they cast a brunette to play a blonde. Obviously, they'll dye her hair, but
I'd still hit it.
Yeah.
So,
shave her hair, I don't care.
She's your Supergirl, so good luck.
Keep the hair on, I don't care.
If the script is like what I've read that's leaked out for a screen test, it's going to be dog shit. It looks terrible. From what they have them read to audition, it sounds really bad.
Isn't that the female empowerment?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's a bricklayer by day, and that's...
She's a welder. Right.
She's a whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep it real.
She's an underwater basket weaver.
Right. I'm empowered by my weaving. What are you saying? Women are only weavers? I don't like your stereotype, sir.
And they have to be underwater.
We'll go on to movie news. There's a ton of movie news. I'll try to go through this quick. Netflix will be making Pee-wee's Big Holiday is the name of it. And it is being produced by...
Get your dick out, kids.
That's right. It's being produced by Paul Reubens and Judd Apatow. So, and it will be, Netflix. So, the Beetlejuice sequel will be set present day.
Giggity, giggity.
Yep. And it will bring back Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. Could start shooting by the end of the year. So, probably a 2017 release. Because it usually takes a year to shoot and post, so... Universal and Blumhouse have set a summer 2016 date for a third Purge film.
Haven't seen the first two.
They're not bad. It's a decent story.
Yeah, the first one was better.
There was a rumor going around that the third one would be what happened on the very first night of the Purge. The screenwriter came out and said, I have no idea where that rumor came from. No. It's not going to be a prequel. So, Para USA, the firearms company that provided the guns for Taken 3, is cutting all ties with Liam Neeson after he made a bunch of anti-gun comments in an interview.
I'm going to make a movie and make millions of dollars by shooting at people and killing them.
Yeah, but guns are bad.
But guns are bad.
Not only did Pera come out and say that the company regrets its decision to provide firearms for use in the film, they have also vowed to never again provide firearms for any future film starring Liam Neeson. While the film itself is entertaining, comments made by its Irish-born star during press junkets reflect a cultural and factual ignorance that undermines support of the Second Amendment and American liberties, they said. They have called on all other firearms manufacturers to follow suit.
He's the only Irish guy I know that doesn't want a gun. Wink, wink. I mean, Ireland.
Not the North?
Not the... I mean, yes.
We can leave it at that.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin.
Our UK listeners.
They know. The troubles.
All Liam Neeson needs is...
Just give him
alcohol bottles.
Yeah, let him do the mini bar.
I'm going to make a movie about drinking, but I hate doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to smoke this joint, but I'm not going to like it.
Yeah. We have a big spoiler for Suicide Squad.
Get out.
But first, Jake Gyllenhaal has turned down the role of Rick Flagg.
Yeah.
Rumors are that they're now looking at Joel Edgerton, who was in Zero Dark Thirty, or John Bernthal, who was in The Walking Dead. He was the deputy that was banging Rick's wife.
Yeah. He was a dick. I'm glad he died.
He would be a great Rick Flagg. Especially for the way that the plot spoiler is. I don't know if I want to read it yet. But another rumor is that Gary Sinise could also join the cast. And that Joe Manganiello from True Blood and a couple other things may play Deathstroke. You want me to do this plot spoiler?
Okay.
Sure. I don't care.
The computer decides to. There we go. Well, nope. Still looking at Conan.
Gonad?
My computer hates me right now. So,
my computer does too.
Well, it's basically the main thing of the plot has leaked, and you are getting Joker, obviously, because they've already said Jared Leto playing Joker, and he's gonna be kind of like Hannibal Lecter. Where you see him, but he's in the prison cell most of the time. But towards the end of the movie, he will escape.
As he does.
Either with Harley's help or with not.
Is he made up?
They don't know yet. I'm guessing yeah. There's also a rumor that Affleck might be in at the end of the movie.
Affleck.
Which would tie into the Batman solo movie. Oh, Joker got loose. Batman shows up. Type of thing.
They cut off his face in jail.
Yeah, the computer.
That'd be awesome.
Computer ain't gonna work with that. But basically, the reason that Tom Hardy didn't like the script is because of what Rick Flagg's character does. He ends up turning on the team. Spoiler, and he didn't want to do that. So, and it gave a lot of screen time to Joker and Will Smith's Deadshot. So, there's that.
I don't want money.
Yeah.
It just seems so dumb if you're an actor to agree to do a movie and then
turn it down
because of something that happens in the movie.
Yeah. James Cameron came out and said the Avatar sequel will be delayed until at least late 2017.
Oh no.
And at this point, who cares?
I didn't even see the first one.
I didn't either.
Don't. It's environmentalist, the movie.
Oh.
Just watch Fern Gully. It's the same fucking movie.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Raising countries is what we do.
Yeah, we're good at it.
We're really good at it, and people prosper out of that. So what? 10,000 people die. You know, I mean,
they were gonna die anyway. Speaking of dying anyway,
speaking of genocide,
the It movie.
Yes,
we have talked about. The screenwriter said that it will be vicious. And will stick a lot more to the book than the TV miniseries could do. And could start shooting at the end of the year.
Tim Curry.
No word on if he will come back.
Dressed as a clown in high heels.
Ah, tranny clown.
I'd fucking watch that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Surprised you haven't done a fan film yet on it.
Nope.
Jason David Frank, also known as Tommy the Green Power Ranger. Did you see this? where he said that a Power Ranger movie reboot should start shooting this year. And he hopes to be involved as, quote, "there's no movie without me."
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like...
Was he in the first Power Rangers?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's been in every... He's been in every incarnation of Power Rangers.
I watched the last episode of Power Rangers Super Mega Force, and he was in it. Because they had to have all the Rangers get together to defeat whoever, and then Tommy was in it. Yeah. Fucking Tommy!
So, to him, there's no movie if he ain't in it.
I would agree with him.
Can you fit your ego in the room?
I never did get into the Power Rangers TV show, but the movie, I watched it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, Tom, if they would make that series a little bit more serious,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
But
like more adult, more serious, more, you know.
I think obviously he'll be brought in. Apparently there's a rumor floating around that they want Robbie Amell, who plays Firestorm on Flash, to play the Red Ranger. So who knows? Happier news, the Deadpool movie will start shooting in March in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds' hometown. So, if this next story happens, I can't even explain.
Bricks will be shat.
Yes. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the guys behind the Lego movie,
yeah.
They did an animated series a long time ago called Clone High.
I loved Clone High! Yes. That was my favorite cartoon, man! I fucking MTV!
It. You remember MTV, it was a high school of... Famous clones.
Like George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln, Joan of Arc, Cleopatra, JFK.
Jesus Christo. Did you see the episode where he's in shop class and he has the nail gun and he accidentally nails his hands?
Yeah. But it was
I was like, nobody's going to get that.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller, along with Bill Lawrence, who was the guy behind Scrubs and Cougar Town.
Yeah.
That was all their kind of original thing. They've got together and said there is a possibility of a Clone High movie.
Oh, shit.
I will be happier than Kim Kardashian in a black sausage factory. I swear to God if that happens.
But is it animated or is it live
action? It would be animated. And it would obviously be, you know, straight to iTunes or digital, but...
Oh, yeah. I'll buy that in a fucking minute.
Yes.
Clone High was hilarious, man. Yeah. There were so many subtle...
It was all little jokes.
Yeah. Fucking Gandhi and Abe Lincoln hanging out together all the time.
Yeah, they were best friends.
Yeah, and, trying to fuck Cleopatra. Yeah, that was...
JFK was, you know, trying to go around and screw everybody.
Yeah,
he was the jock.
He was the jock.
Yeah, I remember
that. When you like to come behind the bleachers out there with Mia? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they do a Clone High movie, I'll lose my shit.
Yeah, I will too. Damn it, that's cool.
Yeah, that's my happy news for the week.
That was good.
Sad news for the week. Peter Mayhew, better known as Chewbacca, hospitalized for pneumonia. I don't know if he's been released or what, but...
I thought you were going to say he died.
No.
Because I did not hear that.
No, he was hospitalized for pneumonia, so...
He'll be all right.
That sucks.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
The force is strong with this one.
That's true. And he's furry. And he's tall. Yeah.
And he's large.
A World War Z sequel is in the works because it made a bunch of money after they had to rewrite it 3 times.
Sure.
And it would be starting with a clean slate. That's a quote from the screenwriter. No idea what the hell that means. Whether Brad Pitt would be back or not, or...
Probably not.
Probably not. I have no idea.
I've heard a lot of people bitch about that movie.
Well, it
wasn't like the book.
No. And they had already filmed it, and it was done. And they tested it, and it bombed horribly. So they had to go back and rewrite the whole second half
They
of
had
the
to
movie.
Dumb it down for people.
And that cost him like $100 million to rewrite and reshoot. But it made money. Tatiana Maslany, she was the star of Orphan Black on BBC, which is a very popular show. Or BBC America, sorry. And one of my favorite actresses, Rooney Mara, are testing for the Star Wars standalone movie. This would either... I've heard that it's either going to be the Boba Fett movie or an early Han movie. Rooney Mara and Space Boy, that's all I need.
I don't even...
Easy killer.
Star Wars standalone.
Yeah. It's Disney going, whoo, dollar signs.
Yeah, they're putting out a bunch of different standalone comic books.
Yeah. I
know you're not a big Star Wars guy. I do have a Trek story for you later, though.
Yay!
Last summer, Ohio businessman and entrepreneur Roy Rose became the proud owner of a dilapidated Last Chance gas station, the site of the Gulf Oil barbecue joint from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's cool as shit.
Have you seen what he's going to do?
No.
He plans on doing much more than simply fixing up the exterior for people, you know, to drive by and stuff. He's going to transform the property into a destination site for horror fans, complete with restaurant, music venue, retail store, and overnight cabins.
That's cool.
That's badass.
And where is it at?
I believe Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
And I will go.
Yeah, we're going to Texas, boys. Happy news for Mr. Short.
All right.
It's a good news week. Todd McFarlane has confirmed that work is indeed proceeding on a grittier, stripped-down sequel to Spawn.
Fucking awesome.
He has everything on index cards and said he could have a script together in 1 or 2 weeks. He has ADD really bad and can't long form, so everything's on index cards and it's all laid out. He's like, it's ready.
I don't care what anybody says. First Spawn movie was pretty fucking cool.
It was pretty cool at the time.
Yeah.
The cape burnt my eyes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of CG.
But it was still pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Or who are they going to have play Spawn?
Nothing on casting or anything yet. But
you know
what
would be cool?
The script is ready.
If they had, what's his name, play Spawn again?
Michael J. White?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
That would be tits.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich.
And her vagina.
Yep. Have confirmed August. They're going to start shooting Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Thank God. This
is going to be the end of it.
God damn.
And she will be naked.
No.
Yeah, she better be if it's the end.
Yeah, I want to see that vagina the whole time.
It's hairy.
No, it was bald in the first one.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was in Fifth Element, too.
I didn't see it in the Fifth Element.
Yeah, when she's laying in the chamber and the straps go over.
Oh, yeah. You can see it really good in the first Resident Evil, though.
That's true.
It's just sitting there.
Pussy talk. Brought to you by them.
But we like vaginas.
Yeah, here's your Star Trek news. One of your Star Trek news. I have two. Chief Engineer Scott himself, Simon Pegg, will be co-writing the new movie.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Along with Doug Young, who was he did the TNT series Dark Blue. Probably not a lot of people know that. But, yep, Scotty's going to write it.
It should be pretty
fucking
good.
Which means Nick Frost plays Khan. Oh, no, that's Khan.
Please have it be correct.
It will be a Cornetto's movie.
Oh, if they made Nick Frost play, what's his name? Mud. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Oh, they got him to play a Vulcan. Or not a Vulcan, a fucking Klingon. Nick Frost is Worf. I don't want to fight. Yeah. Director Simon West, who did The Expendables 2, is going to start shooting the remake of The Blob this summer. They're going to redo The Blob.
Please don't put any CGI in it.
Nope. I want it to be the slime pit from the old Masters of the Universe toys. That's what I want.
Just, why can't they just re-release
Get
The Blob?
Get all the gack together.
Why can't they just re-release The Blob from the 80s? I love that fucking movie.
It was good.
When the cook was looking down in the sink and it grabs him and pulls him into the fucking pipe and he splits in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking bad. Blood shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
Make it hardcore like that.
That would be cool. Bryan Singer took to Twitter to announce that Alexandra Shipp has been cast as Storm. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones will play Jean Grey and Ty Sheridan will play Young Cyclops. There's your Storm. There's your Jean Grey.
I can see it.
And there's your Cyclops. Apparently the kid playing Cyclops killed it at the audition. So.
And she's got two eyes.
Yep. Oh. And she's going to be your Storm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually don't go for the dark meat, but.
It's good.
Damn, she's hot.
Yep. But, so. They're moving ahead with it, and this will be for Apocalypse. So,
hopefully it won't be a giant piece of shit.
Yep.
Really?
I said hopefully.
You know it's going to be a giant piece of shit. It's going to be... Fucking Cyclops is going to have, like, the glasses.
It'll be goggles.
It'll be goggles. It won't be like straight, it'll be goggles. It'll be blue.
It'll be swim goggles. Yeah. That are sprayed with red Rust-Oleum. We have an Aquaman rumor for the Solo movie. This is just a very early rumor, but man, it sounds like it could happen. Carl Urban is being sought to play the bad guy. No word on if it would be Black Manta, which is doubtful because Black Manta is black.
Black.
Or if it would be Ocean Master, which is Aquaman's half-brother.
I don't give a shit who it is.
Just Carl, put Carl Urban. Carl Urban, Urban against Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Just put fucking Carl Urban in everything.
Just put him in the Judge Dredd helmet as he fights Aquaman. Dredd versus Aquaman. Fuck. There you go.
Dredd would smoke his ass.
Yeah, he would. And then eat him like a fish.
Come near the water.
I dare you. Marvel Studios and director Scott Derrickson are looking to cast more people for Doctor Strange, and it's being reported that, I'm going to butcher this name, Chiwetel Ejiofor, the guy from 12 Years a Slave, and he was in... He was in Serenity. He was the black guy in Serenity, the mouth.
The badass.
Yeah.
This is a good death.
Yeah. Might join the cast, but they're not saying as who. There's rumor that he could play the Ancient One that teaches Doctor Strange the arts. I would not be for that. Have him play Wong.
Wong.
That's a good joke. I don't care who you are. Star Trek news.
Ow. Yay!
Patrick Stewart, El Capitan, has said that if the script was right, he would love to come back.
Whoa.
And play Worf. No. He would love to come back and play Captain Picard again.
And he'd probably be Admiral, though, at this point.
Yes, it would be Admiral Picard.
Yeah.
Captain, but that would mean it would be Captain Crusher.
Captain Riker.
No, it would be Crusher by then. Riker'd be dead by some space STD.
Riker. I know Riker'd be captain by now. But yeah. I don't know if Crusher would be a captain, though. She might be...
I ain't talking about her.
Wesley?
Yes.
He left.
Big Bang brought him back. Everybody
no, he went with the Traveler.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's like in... He's like some kind of pseudo-Q or something.
Getting gang raped by Bajorans. That's what it is.
I don't know what you nerds are talking about.
Fuck you.
Well, here's something me and you discussed on the couch earlier. James Gunn was asked about the character Gladiator.
Yeah.
Basically, Marvel's answer to Superman, Shi'ar High Guard. If he was going to appear in the next Guardians movie, because that's kind of his area that he floats in as the cosmic Marvel universe. James Gunn has revealed that Marvel does not own the rights to Gladiator for movies. It is owned by Fox, since Gladiator was introduced in Dark Phoenix Saga, which was X-Men. Yeah. Now, this brings up the one point that I think DC will always have over Marvel. DC owns their shit.
Yeah.
You can get everybody in a movie. Marvel, we're still waiting to hear if we're going to get Spider-Man in Civil War. I mean...
That is a good point, but it wasn't really their fault.
No. They had to do it to keep the company afloat at the time.
It's funny that you said that George Lucas is one of those guys who kept everything.
Yeah.
He kept everything. I was listening to a radio interview with Chris Cornell of Soundgarden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, the guy asked him if there was any advice to people starting up a band, you know, what would be the best advice? He's like, keep everything.
Own your stuff.
Keep the rights to everything you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this gets us into comic book news. And, woo. I mean, obviously the big news is Marvel announced that Secret Wars will end both 616 Marvel Universe, normal or proper, and the Ultimate Universe. Done. It's the reboot I've been talking about for 2 months. He says, Alex Alonso said, think of it as joining two pizzas on top of each other. Some toppings will stay and some will fall off. Thoughts?
I like pizza.
I like pizza.
I like pizza.
I did the other day.
I hate Marvel.
I did the other day. I was puking it up like crazy. But
oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I ate pizza like a fucking idiot. And
I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be like the angel in Dogma. Where he can't drink. He's just spitting it back. Can't imbibe alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't imbibe pizza.
Can't imbibe most food. But you're gonna get Wolverine back. You're gonna get all these characters they killed off back that they think they can make money on. I don't know about Fantastic Four, if they're gonna be back in some fashion. Who's gonna make it out of Spider-Verse? What Spider-Men are gonna be? But Marvel has, we were talking about this, they've started doing a lot of number ones recently. Spider-Gwen, Silk, Squirrel Girl, etc.
Howard the Duck.
If you're starting with these new number ones, you kind of figure they're going to make it and be part of the new universe.
Yeah, they're killing off a bunch of older characters and they're adding new characters. And it's, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but
it's a wait and see thing because who knows? But
like I said, they probably know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. There's a plan.
They're owning it. They own it now. Once they kill all the old ones off. They own the rights, and they're going to make movies off of it.
I think.
This isn't for creative differences. They killed
Wolverine, which is Fox.
Fantastic Four, which is Sony. And Spider-Man is
Sony. Yeah.
I think that this is them trying to find a loophole for movies.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Of course it's for money. There's no creativity going on here.
Derek Dingle, who along with Reggie Hudlin and artist Dennis Coyne, they're bringing back Milestone Media, which was Dwayne McDuffie's, basically all the superheroes were black, but this is where you got Static Shock for DC. They're joining back with DC, they're bringing it back, they're going to start bringing new characters and doing books. So actually, probably look for a new Static Shock book, too. I always dug that character.
I thought that was a really stupid cartoon.
Even when they brought him in, was it Justice League Unlimited, where they brought him in and he was older?
Yeah, I think so.
He was badass in that. But last thing for comic book news, the new Venom suit.
Yeah.
An origin for the symbiote. I'm going to run through this real quick.
Pretty fucking cool looking.
Let me bring up the new suit.
It's for Venom Outer Space.
It's for Flash Thompson. Because he's the new...
He's the new Venom?
Well, he's been Venom for a while. And the origin, which is in Guardians, is that the symbiotes are good, but they've gotten, some of them went crazy because they were too far away. Think of it as the Borg. One of the Borg got too far away and went crazy.
Oh.
That's why...
They've got to be close enough to the hive mind to...
If it is one of them that's done that. But they gave Flash a brand new symbiote, and... Yeah, here's like the Venom homeworld, and they're explaining.
Is that Carnage?
It's just multiple symbiotes on people, and they have to be with the right person for it to mash, and it has to be a heroic type.
Hmm.
Parker was right, but his powers threw the symbiote off, and that's kind of what made it crazy. Is oh, it's a human, but it's got weird powers, and it drove the symbiote crazy. But Flash don't have powers, so. But that's what Venom did look like. That was... They're calling him Agent Venom because he was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. But now... Nope, that ain't it. Hold on. You're getting... Or was that it? Yeah, here it is.
So he'll be in the new Guardians.
Yeah, he's in the new Guardians book. He's part of the team. There it is.
Holy shit.
It looks like a mech suit. Kind of. So he's got the Star-Lord Guardians logo on his arm and... I dig it. I would love a figure of this.
Yeah.
But it's got the spider.
Yeah. But, and it's got like a little helmet. That, yeah, I really dig this. Look it up. It's on Comic Vine. The article is in the new picture. But yeah, the origin is that the symbiotes are good. They want to help protect the universe. They just have to have the right people, and they gave Flash a new symbiote. And they mashed perfect. So that's the new Venom you get, and he'll be in Guardians. And you know that's going to continue past the reboot.
So you're saying the symbiote does not make people dance and change their hairstyle?
No. Oh. Like in the third movie that should have never existed.
I've never even seen that.
Don't. You will cry and probably cut yourself in bad places.
I've never seen it. I really didn't have any urge to see it either.
No, I didn't. The second one was perfect. They could have just stopped and that was it.
Yeah.
That was the Doc Ock one, right?
Yeah.
Second one? Yeah, that was perfect. one of the best comic movies ever. I got two things for video games. I don't know if you have anything.
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right.
I came prepared, baby.
Nintendo is closing Club Nintendo, its rewards program.
No.
They will start a new program sometime later this year. Wow, English is fucking hard. No wonder Mexicans can't do it.
English.
They said that you should exchange any stars in your account for items from the stars catalog before September 30th. After that date, you lose all your stars.
2015.
Yeah, 2015. Okay. Next thing I have is Elder Scrolls Online. Bethesda is removing the subscription fee.
Making it free to play.
Yep. Well, in preparation for win. In preparation for the console release on PlayStation and Xbox in June. So
I might have to download that.
Yeah. Vince?
Alright. 1,800 Minecraft passwords were compromised.
Nope.
By phishing, not hacking.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, parents, watch your fucking kids.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that's what the 1,800, they're all a bunch of kids. And some cocksucker adult.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm from Mojang. Are you having a problem with your software?
Yep. Durka durka.
Yeah. In Exile, people made Wasteland 2.
Mm-hmm.
Announced the Bard's Tale 4.
Really?
At PAX South. It says Bard's Tale 4.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of the Bard's Tale...
It did sell pretty good.
Pick that up. It was back in the 90s.
Early 2000s. Yeah,
thing. Put in a question at the end.
Yeah. Put a question because it goes up.
I did say the Hatred got the adult.
Yeah, it was rating.
AO.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that shit.
Yeah, you're all about that.
I am all about that. I would
come over and play it, but I'm scared to go to your house.
I swear.
And we're not going to tell that story right now.
I swear to God, if there's a map editor for Hatred...
It's on.
There's going to be so many mods for that, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Tasteless.
Yeah, it will be bad.
Yeah, it will be bad.
What's the map of Ferguson? Yeah.
Ferguson.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
You just keep going down the line.
And people will do it.
Yes, they will. I did.
And by people, I mean Vince.
We're done.
If he's not here for a month.
No. the last thing I got, the HoloLens from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
It's glasses, like sunglasses, right. You can see through, right? But it has holograms on the inside of it. So you can, like, control... You're doing this. It's like it's almost like Minority Report.
Ooh. Or like the Iron Man technology.
Yeah. But you can only see it through the glasses, obviously.
So also, it'll look like people that are mimes are wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. I thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Because a buddy of mine yesterday, while we were playing Star Trek, showed me. It was like the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had the Minecraft, but the guy had it everywhere in the house. Like he had buildings on the table and buildings on the bed or whatever.
Wow.
It just through the glasses because you could, you know, model it. I thought it was bullshit until I got online. They actually do have like a video demonstration of it. And the lady pulled up this little toolbox came out. She opened it and then was pulling tools out of it and made a quadcopter. Out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's...
Jesus.
The future's here, boys.
It is, and if you move, you can move around the object like this.
Oh,
like
to do a 360?
And you can walk around it, yeah.
Ooh. That's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Okay, here's the question.
I don't... It looks cool
as
shit.
How's it going to be used for porn?
I was thinking about this in the shower.
Of course you were.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
A life size. Get it?
Yes.
So you can walk around.
Yeah.
With the dresses.
Easy killer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll happen in less than a month.
Just Google Glass? Be damned.
Yeah.
You just
put the Brazzers tag on and it's on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, dude.
Money to be made.
I want one.
Yeah.
Not even for that. I showed my son the Minecraft one.
Oh, I bet you he lost it.
God damn. He's like... We've got to get that. I'm like, calm down, dude.
The thing.
We'll have to fucking put another mortgage on the house, bud.
Yeah. That all you got?
That's all I got. So, yeah, right. The future's here.
The future's here. wrestling news. Monday during Raw, both Triple H and Stephanie broke out of character during the main event because apparently Triple H had said something to a little kid sitting in front row and he started to cry. Which normally, you know, you're wrestling bad guys, that, you know, but Triple H broke character and said, look, buddy, it's okay. It's just part of the show. Just messing with you. And it got on Twitter because the people behind him were taking pictures, and he did an interview and he said, that's the best thing I did all week. That's, you know, it's for the kids. So, good on, I mean, I rag on him a lot because I think their creative sucks right now, but good on him. They let him, they let the kid go backstage and meet some people, and they gave him some free John Cena stuff
because he's a big cool. Cena fan.
Yeah, I think it was cool.
You know, for as much a bunch of assholes you think they are,
they're just people.
They're just people. Yeah. And it seems like the wrestling group.
Except Vince. Vince is a evil cyborg demon. So
he might not be, though.
No, he has a metal hip now, so he's cyborg.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, he might not be evil.
Well, he might not be evil. He's just way out of touch. So let's go with that.
Yeah.
The new season of Tough Enough, the reality show to see who the next signee will be, apparently is going to be doing viewer voting like American Idol. Oh, God damn it. Then they do stuff like this. You do the good thing like Hunter did, and then you turn around and do this garbage. But this made me scratch my head and go, what the fuck? Rapper, and I use that in gigantic air quotes because I had never heard of this guy, Riff Raff.
Like from the Heathcliff cartoons?
Like this guy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Apparently he's also known as the Neon Icon. He looks like the fucking poster boy for meth.
It looks like fucking Vanilla Ice and Cyndi Lauper had a kid.
And it does a ton of meth. Yeah, I can't even.
He's dressed like the 90s.
He has a Bart Simpson tattoo over his heart.
He's dressed like
he also has a BET tattoo.
He's dressed like the fucking 80s.
That's a shitty Bart Simpson tattoo.
Yeah, apparently he's being trained to be a professional wrestler by Hulk Hogan. Get on that shit.
Well, that's because he's fucking his daughter.
Probably.
Daddy, can you make him a wrestler?
I can do anything, brother. I'm Hulk Hogan.
I'm Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That guy's awesome.
Put him on Tough Enough. Please put him on Tough Enough. Rumor is that this actually broke this morning that Justin Gabriel has asked for his release or has up and up just quit the company. He wasn't hardly being used at all anyway. He's a South African high flyer. He's white. Well, kind of white.
Whitish?
Yeah, ish. He looks very tan for a white guy.
Well, he's in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's sunny there.
Also in Philadelphia. Speaking of Philadelphia, yes, I got my segue in. I was so hoping somebody would do that. The Rock put out a picture on Instagram of him sitting in what he called the neighborhood, but it was somewhere in Philadelphia. Royal Rumble is tonight in Philadelphia. So, well, the rumor's starting that Rock's going to show up at the Royal Rumble tonight.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking, jabroni?
Yeah, about 15 fucking movies a year. Dude cranks them out like crazy, plus TV shows.
He's an awesome guy, though.
Yeah, he's a legit dude. So, Royal Rumble predictions, I'll go through this real quick.
He really is. He's a pretty awesome guy.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Where he plays the other guys?
Huh?
The other guys? Where he's the cop?
No.
Him and Sam Jackson are the cop, and it's Wahlberg and Will Ferrell?
Or where he plays the gay guy, the gay stereo salesman.
and
he pulls it off.
Pain and Gain.
Oh, Pain and Gain. God gave me the ability to smash people in the face.
Yeah. The fucking scene where he's cooking the hands outside.
Yeah. Like you do.
And he does a shitload of cocaine.
Yeah. Like you do. Run down the card real quick for Royal Rumble tonight. Your pre-show match is New Day. I hate that. Versus a brass ring club of Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose. It'll be a 6-man elimination. Obviously, they're going to let the black guys win because the brass ring club ain't getting shit. So New Day wins. New Age Outlaws will be wheeled out to fight the Ascension. The Ascension better win or just send them back to NXT. The Miz and Damian Mizdow versus the Usos for the tag team titles. Usos will win. I think Mizdow turns on Miz, or he does it in the Rumble. One of the two. Paige and Natalya versus the Bella Twins. I'll probably find something to eat during this match. Let's pick the Bellas. Your semi-main event, John Cena versus Seth Rollins versus the world champ Brock Lesnar.
John Cena.
Lesnar keeps the belt by beating Rollins because Cena's out of the ring. That way Cena don't lose and he still seems strong. I'm like, oh, you didn't beat me, the Superman. But I think you've got to have... Yeah, you can't see me. You both did it, and I hate you both. I think you have to have Brock having the title going to WrestleMania. Who wins the Royal Rumble? Roman Reigns. Because they want Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Because nobody will buy that. All right. There's your Royal Rumble card.
All right.
Let's see. WrestleMania 32 was announced that it will be at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. WWE is hoping to set a new indoor attendance record. And as big as that stadium is, yeah, it probably will do it.
Texas?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The only thing, Texas, steers and queers.
And guns. Lots of guns. Last thing I have for wrestling is two wrestlers, Big Vito, who wrestled in WCW, ECW, and WWF, and even Evan Singleton, who was an NXT guy, have filed a potential class action lawsuit in federal court in Philly. It's kind of in the same vein as the NFL concussion one. So, we'll see. It's about that they knew that concussions were bad, but were still making guys go out and work and giving people the, what is it, CTE or something like that, that basically the Benoit disease that made you snap and kill your kids, because a lot of wrestlers have committed suicide. So, we'll see.
That sounds awesome.
Yep.
Let's do it for money.
Timmy's not here. He's recovering from his wreck, so I only have two things for sports. Sad news, Mr. Cub himself, Ernie Banks, passed away, I believe yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before. I think he was 80 or 82.
From extreme old age.
Well, he was like the heart of the fucking Cubs organization for the fans. So that was sad. Last thing I have is Conor McGregor won his UFC fight last Sunday and immediately jumped the fence and got in Jose Aldo's face. And he will be getting the title shot. And McGregor is what the UFC needs right now. Somebody who runs his mouth but backs it up. He's an Irish Muhammad Ali. So, and last night, Rumble Johnson beat Gustafson, I think was right. So, look for him to possibly be in line for a title shot maybe when John Jones comes out of rehab.
That's what they call me in the bedroom.
Rumble Johnson?
Rumble Johnson.
Isn't John Jones the...
He's the
Martian
champ.
Manhater?
Yeah, Martian Manhater. Yeah.
Hunter.
Martian. He turns into a woman. I'm a Manhater. Yeah.
The Martian Manhater.
Yeah.
Plays out teeth.
That's all I have for sports.
Oh, and soccer
is
still not.
No, it's a sport this week.
Is it a sport this week?
He's not here.
Holy
so
shit!
It's a sport.
Soccer's a sport this week.
Sorry, Timmy. That's what you get. The only thing I have for music news before I turn it over to you, Mr. Short, is during a Dead Kennedys show, a man and woman had sex on stage.
This was somewhere in California.
Well, yeah. You say that like it's news.
Yeah, I know. Police said that no charges will be filed due to no complaints filed.
No shit.
Yeah.
There's a picture on Reddit. Some random person put a picture on Reddit.
Yeah.
Who was Jello there?
No. I don't think he's been with the band for a while.
I don't know.
He's on DK?
I don't fucking know. I don't listen to punk.
Fuck you, you country bastard.
I don't listen to country either.
Timmy's a little bit country, and I'm a little bit.
Our
rock
country
and roll.
Guy got in a wreck. That's why. Yeah, that's all I have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Light Rock.
Coming next,
Michael Bolton.
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany.
Speaking of Light Rock,
Belinda Carlisle.
Philip Anselmo.
I love Belinda Carlisle.
Her Playboy thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
Phil Anselmo is getting a Musical Artist of the Year award at the President's Arts Awards.
We talked about this earlier, and I wondered how he would react.
This is when they pull his name out of a hat or something.
I don't know.
I told him I can just see Barack, you know, headbanging to Pantera and down, you know, whipping his dreads back and forth.
The way, but Philip Balsamo, his political views are our political views.
Yeah, he may punch the president.
He hasn't really done anything of note lately. Like, I mean,
Down put out a new record. And there's been rumors and rumors and rumors of the Pantera reunion.
Yeah.
Zach said he's down to play guitar, but...
Really?
Yeah. He's like, just make the call. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Zach Wilde and Pantera.
Yeah.
I'm throbbing just thinking about it.
Guy and Zach were good friends.
Yeah, they were brothers, but yeah.
Yeah. And Zach Wilde, he's starting his own guitar company called Wild Audio.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
And he's going to have guitars and amps and pedals and shit.
Chords and stuff, yeah.
Hell, I'll buy a guitar.
I already got one.
From Zach Wilde?
No.
No, because last one I saw was like...
I don't want to spend $2,000 on
it. Yeah, it was like $2,500 for the... Yeah.
Yeah, like Taylor guitars.
Yeah.
They weren't that much, and then... Fucking Taylor Swift starts playing a Taylor guitar because it's got her name on it, and they fucking jump up in price.
It's a fucking Tony Danza disease.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got my name. I can play the guy. His name Tony. Yeah.
Yeah. Grateful Dead are getting together with the Fish. I'm assuming it's the singer.
It's Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're doing the 50th anniversary show.
Yeah, at Soldier Field.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't Hippies care less.
Please, I would just play two songs.
Casey Jones.
Yeah, and Bounce Around the Room.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. We're done.
Yep. Three nights of two songs.
$400 pop.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Intermission. Somebody bring me an insurance. Chop, chop.
Marvel is paying tribute to hip-hop album Run the Jewels 2.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
This was last week's news.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Thanks for listening.
Hey. We have a listener.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's the covers with the gun and the fist logo. So.
Yeah. Macklemore?
No, I don't think I did that one last week.
Okay, he's rapping with Oscar the Grouch.
I still think Macklemore Street. Looks like Roger Slotz from fucking Doug, but that's just another story.
Yeah, but apparently he's been on Sesame Street.
The green guy from Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Macklemore. I have to bring up that picture now. That's a shame.
I watched a lot of Doug.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie's putting out a new CD. Fear Factory's putting out a new CD.
God damn.
It's the same person.
It's the same person.
And the last thing I have, Puddle of Mud. The singer, Wes...
Scantlin.
Auto-corrected to Scantily.
She fucking hates me.
Wes Scantily.
He was arrested in Denver Airport for riding the baggage carousel.
Fuck Denver.
He was arrested in Denver for bad music.
Apparently, he's on a downward spiral. He's got divorced, foreclosed on his house, been arrested for vandalizing his neighbor's house with a saw and a sledgehammer. He threw a beer bottle and a microphone at people at a concert, and...
He has not hit Scott Stapp level, though.
No, he's getting fucking close, yeah. Though. And he apparently beat up his ex-wife.
Celebrity boxing. Scott Stapp, Wes Scantlin. Winner gets to kill Obama.
Wow.
Scott Stapp will win, I guarantee you, because he thinks he's a CIA guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's the Obama thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Tying it all together.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't come up with that out of his head.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, oh, the fucking party man's going to pull up.
Not again. that all you got?
Yep.
Okay. Your song of the week this week, MC Chris with 58.9, another Ghostbuster song here for you. Here you go. Something big is coming, did you fail to see the signs? Did I say don't cost us beans? I guess I changed my mind. Do I like
before they invented the Kindle. He was ruled by epididymis, where innocent animals, male myths as well, but the complimented her climate. When she's psychic, sticks all die, but her feelings are founded. Don't think she's my type, I bet she'd like the account. But first, course of fungus, controlling sexes with advantage. Yeah, but sex is perplexing, but mold like a man. You terrify me on capacity for rational thought. I guess I freak if there's a weak electrochemical bond. Something big is coming, did you fail to see the signs? Did I say no cost of dreams? I guess I changed my mind. Do I like to get a simple bee is fuel of slime? Is the atomic weight of cobalt 58.9?
If you answer yes to any or all of these warning signs, you may already be dead. Don't be the last to know. Write today for this free booklet. So you're dead, now what? Box 1977, Gettysburg, Virginia. Do it today. It's a matter of life and death.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
And we're back. We'll get into our internet questions this week. First question we already kind of went over, Death of Marvel. I think it is one to get...
Sorry.
I think it's, like you said, to get back intellectual properties... And yeah, to bring back characters like Wolverine, because that's money. So
yeah.
But I am interested to see how they do it. Hopefully they don't New 52 it.
Yeah.
And they do not acknowledge that the prior stuff did happen, whereas DC went, no, nothing happened. Superman was the first, and here we go, type of thing. Don't do that. But... Deflategate, and why they can't or won't disqualify the Patriots from the Super Bowl and or suspend Belichick, and like the league did with Sean Payton a few years ago for the bounty scandal. Patriots bring in a lot of money. Yes, the balls were deflated. The NFL has already said that, but the Patriots are saying, we didn't know nothing. Dude, Tom Brady's been around for years. He knew, you can tell he knew the ball. If you've been a quarterback that long, you know how the ball's supposed to feel and how if it's under even by a little bit.
He's had a lot of balls in his hands.
Yes, he has.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
And they've been they've already gotten busted once.
So. I don't. If I was Seattle,
damn dog.
But I'd just go out on the field and just be like, hand him the fucking trophy and be like, we're done. Yeah. We ain't gonna play with you cocksuckers.
Yeah, I'm sure Goodell's not happy because Seattle, you have loud black young men, and New England, you have cheaters. So I'm sure this is the Super Bowl he was looking forward to. But our next question, God, damn, take that from him.
Here, this one instead.
There we go. All right, our next question: you are in charge of the following sports leagues: NFL, NBA, and MLB. Your first task is to expand. God damn, dog. Expand each league into cities and states that do not already have a team in any of these leagues. Name the city and or state and the team name, and it has to reflect something well known about the city or state. Each person on the show gets one league, but Vince knows nothing about sports, so this ought to be interesting. So three teams each. You may not move an existing team to a new city. First thing, I would put NBA... back to Seattle, and I would name them the Seattle Pedal Jumpers because it rains a lot. That's my first one.
That's nice.
The Roswell Comets.
There you go. That's it.
MLB.
MLB.
I like it.
Okay.
My MLB, I have the Salem Flaming Ladies.
Which is, that's fantastic.
The what?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Flaming Ladies.
Fuck yeah.
That's great. Can you imagine that mascot? It's just a broad on fire in a fire suit.
Fuck yeah!
NFL. The Los Angeles Celebrities. LA needs a team. Fuck it. And celebrities run LA, even though I know you could make it racist.
Sure.
You got anything?
Portland Lumberjacks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay.
My NBA team?
Yeah.
The Lincoln, Nebraska Flying Cattle.
Because they have little short tornadoes. Cow. Same cow. I love Twister. Let's see. What I need baseball. Baseball. I'd love a team here in Indy, but it ain't going to happen. Let's see. Who doesn't have an MLB team but needs one? I really should have thought this out pre-hand. Come back to me. Vince?
How about, I don't know, I'm lost, I'm done.
Okay.
Coeur d'Alene, corn fuckers, how about that?
Hello to our listener in Idaho. Oh, my MLB one, let's go with the Salt Lake City Tabernacles. They all wear magical underwear.
Yes, they do.
My last one, the Waco Wackos.
Again, with the flaming buildings.
I had help with mine, my friend James, and we went through a bunch of them. He said the Bismarck Ball Busters. I don't know the reference there, but it's funny. Mississippi Cotton Pickers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alabama White Hoods.
Sign me up. I want a jersey. Wait, I already have one.
Georgia Moon Crickets.
Oh, let me guess. Mississippi Blue Gums here. We're just going to finish out the...
Mississippi Blue Gums.
South Carolina Coon Hunters. SoCal Beaners. New Mexico Wetbacks.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Racist Ball League.
Yeah. Nebraska Corn Cobs, Indianapolis Crackers, Raleigh Hilljacks.
All right. Next question is, the husband that knocked down the family home while the wife was away. Thoughts? Giggles? Did you see the story?
No.
Okay, here's the picture. A wife went on... Hudson Valley man is facing charges of criminal mischief after demolishing his wife's house.
Criminal mischief.
Yeah. She says she didn't know why he destroyed the home with all of their possessions inside. he says she knew all about it and that the foundation was bad and he just took a backhoe and destroyed the house while she was away.
Oh.
I think he is going to be locked up in a mental house for a little bit of an evaluation because...
The bitch drove him crazy. Probably bitching about something. He just tore the fucker down.
Yeah, she's...
Good on him.
I'm blaming it on her.
Yeah.
She was probably like, you need to fix this and you need to fix this. Why aren't you doing this?
How come I'm just going to get somebody else to do it?
Fucking backhoe.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Call the Amish. Build yourself something, woman. Best worst Eminem song. Best all is probably them? Lose Yourself from 8 Mile. That's a good one.
Never heard it.
Worst is the rest of them. I'm not a fan of Eminem.
Purple Pills or Purple Hills or whatever it was. Oh, that's the worst one. Strangest place you have ever taken a selfie.
I don't take selfies.
On the shitter, probably.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Fucking a corpse.
The lighting's best in the morgue.
Yeah.
This question. Just get ready, Vince.
Okay.
Thoughts on children being raised as gender neutral?
I do. God damn it. My kid wanted to be a fucking dinosaur when he was little. Okay? I'm not going to raise him to be a goddamn velociraptor. All right?
If you have a penis, you're a man. If you don't, you're a woman. If you have both, you're lucky.
I know. I think it's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
You need to parent. That's the whole point of parenting. Your kids don't know shit at this point. I mean, you need to be a parent and say, no, stupid.
I mean, if it was whatever you want to be when you grow up when you're a kid, pretty sure I would have been He-Man or a Transformer.
Motherfuckers, there's fucking ninja astronauts walking around this motherfucker. President astronauts with fucking samurai swords and shit.
I would so live there.
Just saying.
Favorite co-star in a TV series?
Co-star.
Well, I think you go with the man from Chico and the Man. So.
Balky.
Yes. Ding, winner, winner.
Yeah.
It's Balky.
That was good.
If you could live anywhere worldwide, where would you live and why?
Tahiti.
Away from people on an island.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory.
We all went to an island.
We're Tahiti. Making Battle World. We're doing our own Marvel
thing. Tahiti. I can walk around naked looking Tahitian girls who are walking around
that one
naked
guy that bought his own island, the Virgin Mobile guy.
Yeah, Branson.
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
We could take over his island.
Damn right. Thoughts on music artists switching genres? Fucking English is hard. The examples are Taylor Swift or Snoop. And what do you think about music artists?
What does Snoop do now?
He went to reggae for a little bit when he changed his name to Lion and... Vince?
It's a moneymaker.
Yep.
You can't take these people seriously.
Nope. I completely agree. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Nudist colony. All about freedom from the restraints of clothing or just old men wanting to see boobs?
Freedom from the restraints of clothing. Michael's a nudist.
60-40.
Daniel wants a nudist colony.
Yeah, I've heard that story.
I like to be naked. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to be around a bunch of other naked people.
Naked people, yeah. Now we know more about him than we needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, stuff dripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd sit in it.
You could smell the yeasty bread. It would just be bad.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to strip clubs either.
I haven't been one in a long time. Because
I'm afraid to sit down in something.
Yeah.
Or touch a doorknob that's covered in something.
Yeah. Be like,
I feel like I need to fucking Lysol myself now. Just thinking about it.
Flushing the toilet with your foot.
Opening, doing everything with your feet.
Yeah.
Unless there was a midget. I'd go if there was a midget. Even though I may have seen that Bridget the Midget might become an ending. But I was kind of hoping Dan was going to be here for that because he would have just lost his shit. But let's see. Ford Mustang or Chevy Camaro?
Camaro.
Yeah, Camaro.
Yeah.
I've never been a Mustang guy.
If it was a Mustang, it would be one of the old ones, the originals.
Yeah
Eleanor.
Yeah, yes. Favorite music video, even though the song sucks?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift?
I haven't seen a music video in such a long time.
You don't want to watch Taylor Swift?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to watch Taylor Swift. I
want to, but... I don't know, the music video really goes along with the music. It enhances the music.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it. If it...
I don't know. That's a hard...
That is hard.
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that's like concert footage.
Yeah.
Video type of thing. But I don't have one in particular.
Falco.
Fuck you, that's a great video.
Something Falco.
Aha, take on me.
Fuck yeah.
Those, I love that song.
I know, the song though.
Those Todd McFarlane corn videos.
Those were badass, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever go ziplining over live alligators? If so, this person has or knows a place.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Hell yeah. Well, super fat Justin wouldn't. This version might.
Super fat. Only a little fat, Justin.
Yeah, a little fat might, but big fat, no. If you could go back 25 years and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Soylent Green's people!
I don't know.
Probably bet against the Patriots when they went against the Giants.
Yeah, I'd tell myself to invest in something or give me lottery numbers
that
for
Microsoft
a fucking
thing. Get in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't spend all your fucking money on stupid shit.
Should the drinking age be lowered to 18? The argument, if they can serve our country, should they be able to drink?
Yes.
I agree, but teenagers are stupid, so let's just ban teenagers. Best Elvis song?
In the ghetto?
In the ghetto!
A little less conversation.
That's a good one.
Jailhouse Rock.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit. Elvis. Yes. It's Elvis. I mean, there's a reason he's a king. Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bruce was, aside from being probably a better fighter,
an alien from another planet.
Yeah, I think he fucking was.
Yeah.
He had a more
cultural
effect.
Pioneer.
Yeah. Him and Gene LaBelle are why we have MMA today. Comic book question. Who is a bad guy that's just misunderstood, that they're really trying to do good, but...
Bizarro.
Bizarro, of course. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
That's always my answer for a question like this. Doom is trying to do the best by his people, and just everybody sees it as wrong.
Magneto's the same way.
Magneto's the same way, yep. From your favorite character, would you rather watch one movie or a weekly hour-long series?
Well, luckily, my favorite character is all over the place. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Although...
I would rather have weekly series, because you would go longer and you would get more stories.
Yeah.
That would be the...
Yeah, you would get a lot more out of it.
But... Yeah. I think that would be...
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Worst live-action Superman actor? Sadly, I think the answer to this is Brandon Routh, the guy who now plays Adam on Flash, but it was not his fault. That script was garbage for Superman Returns.
Oh, yeah.
That was not his fault, but I think he kind of gets roped into the worst Superman, because it ain't going to be Christopher Reeve.
No.
And maybe Henry Cavill? I mean, probably Brandon Routh would be.
He was good in Dylan Dog.
Yeah. Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
Yes, of course. Favorite line from that movie? Mm. And of course, it's, where's all the white women?
Nobody move! Well, the nigger gets it!
Do what he say! Do what he say! Is this something to help that poor man?
We can go on all day out of Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, the farting scene.
Oh my god.
That's not a line, but there's a lot of talking. Timmy loves that fucking movie. He could quote the whole movie. It's like fucking Caddyshack. Best origin story from a comic.
Best origin story?
Yeah. I like Magneto's.
Yeah.
Because it describes a lot. Him being the kid at the concentration camp and digging away out from the corpses and promising that it will never happen again to his people. And I mean, that's a pretty badass origin story.
Yeah.
Agreed?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your must-see Saturday morning cartoon as a kid?
I don't know.
Mine was He-Man.
I had to watch all of them.
Well, yeah, I watched all of them, but I was more upset if I didn't see He-Man.
Saturday morning cartoons? What are those?
Poor kids today.
I always watch the WB shows.
Yeah.
WB!
I love that racist frog. Best all-female band.
Hmm.
It's the Runaways.
Go-Go's.
Go-Go's.
Dickless.
Spice Girls. Shut up, that was a good joke.
I almost said the Breeders, but the drummer's a
good guy. Who did the Vacation song?
Go-Go's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Go-Go's, Runaways, Josie and the Pussycats.
Baby Metal.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
I showed Maureen Come to Daddy. Next one.
Oh, nice.
She's like, and, oh, what's a scary video?
And she will never sleep again.
Yeah, she's like, come to Daddy, come to Daddy, come to Daddy. I'm like, whoa, calm down.
You might have opened a door you shouldn't have.
Yeah, I know.
Best song to have relations to.
Oh, shit.
Come to Daddy.
Usually the ball game's on in the background.
I don't know. Raining Blood?
Raining Blood.
The banjo version. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's frighteningly good. Number one thing on your bucket list. Don't die.
Yeah, I know. This is invent immortality.
Yeah.
Find a bucket I can't kick.
Mine would probably be travel the world.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him in my lifetime say that there's a
intelligent life
in this galaxy.
This galaxy
that they've known about forever.
Oh yeah, you were talking about this last week when we were outside. Yeah,
like a covered up conspiracy.
Yeah, the conspiracy
that they've known for
50 years.
Like Paul.
Yeah,
like Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Simon Pegg and Nick Frost,
Lorenzo Zoil. Wait, you're Lorenzo Zoil? Yeah.
That's an underrated movie.
That is.
That's a great movie.
Best Madonna song or video?
Oh, jeez.
Borderline.
Like a Prayer.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
Only dick, the, dick, only... dick, 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 dick. How many dicks is that? A lot.
Should children's shows have an educational value like Blue's Clues or be solely for entertainment like Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Solely entertainment.
If it's on PBS, it better be educational. Well, sure. If it's anywhere else,
yeah.
Then I want Eddie going, I love chickens. Yeah.
I want the dumbest motherfuckers I can find. You better, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Top 10 time. You want to do guitar players or 70s songs?
Doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
I don't.
Start with guitar players.
All right.
Timmy's not here, so it's throwing me off. I guess you stort.
Timmy.
You stort. At the English. Die that chicken. Yeah.
Chicken.
Number 10, I got Tony Iommi.
God damn it.
Same for you.
Yeah. Cocksucker.
My number 10, I got B.B. King.
Nice.
Number 9.
My number 9, Tom Morello.
That commie fuck.
Yeah.
Mike McCready.
Ooh. Did not make my list. My number 9, Eddie.
Yeah.
That low?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't even make
you
my list.
Serious?
Yeah.
He didn't make my list either, but...
He didn't make my list. Why is he so low on yours?
Yeah, I would think... Damn.
You'll see who I have above him.
So if you got Kurt Cobain higher than Eddie Van Halen...
Not on my list.
Okay.
Not on my list at all.
Me neither.
What you got for 8?
B.B. King.
Mark Knopfler.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
A very underrated finger-picking style. Yes.
Yeah.
Number 7.
David Gilmour.
Ooh, didn't make my list. Damn, that's a good one.
Daryl Abbott.
Fucking right.
Fucker, that's number 2. My number 7 is Angus.
Yeah.
Number 6?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I got Billy Gibbons.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh. I gave her a pearl necklace.
That's all right. Number 5.
Willie Adler. Lamb of God.
Yep.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk about a crazy Dutch bastard. Or Spanky, actually. Is he Dutch? No, he's Swedish.
Is he Swedish?
It's Yngwie.
I said Yngwie.
He actually said it, right?
And I said it because you said, we were at Walmart, you said Yngwie. I'm like, it's not Yngwie, you idiot. It's Yngwie.
The Asian version is Yngwie.
Yeah.
That guy.
It's
Yngwie. He just leaves his pointer on the whole time.
Yeah. Do you have it?
No,
no. What are we up to? 5?
Yeah.
I got St. Randy Rhodes.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Joe Satriani.
Oh, I didn't even think of him. Fuck. I got Zach at 4. 3.
Jimmy Page.
How did he not make my list?
He didn't make my list either.
Damn.
Prince.
Yeah.
Fuck, he is underrated as a guitar player.
He's one of the best guitar players on the planet.
A 4'5" midget black man that loves the world, that loves purple.
If you look into it, it doesn't seem logical at all.
Yeah.
No.
He is really good.
Yeah. My number 3 is Stevie. Number 2?
Kirk Hammett.
Fuck, didn't make my list either.
Kim Thiel.
Yeah.
Kind of was thinking that was going to be number 1, honestly. My number 2 has already been said. It was Dimebag. So. Number 1.
Dimebag.
Imagine that. My number 1 Stevie Ray.
Yeah. My number 1's Jimmy. So. Songs of the 70s. Brought to you by Time Life.
AM Gold.
AM Gold.
We had joy, we had fun.
Jesus.
I hate you. God damn it.
That's going to be stuck in my head.
Oh, that would have been a perfect list.
Yeah. Start us off number 10.
Staying Alive.
Oh, you cocksucker.
Not on my list, but damn.
It's on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your number 10?
Let's Get It On. Yeah. Marvin Gaye.
Damn, didn't make my list either. I got Turn the Page, Bob Seger.
So you're going to go that route. Eagles is number 1 in it.
Fuck no. Eagles did not make the list, believe it or not.
That's good.
All right, number 9.
My Sharona. 1979.
Yep.
Superstitious, Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
That is my honorable mention.
Really?
Yeah. My number 9, I already said one of the lyrics, which is how, how, how. LaGrange, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
God, I love ZZ Top. Number 8.
Rainbow Connection.
My dad's favorite song.
Yeah.
He played it at his wake. I'm like, why did you pick that song? I'm like, Dad loved that song. Andy Williams wrote that.
Yeah.
Heart of Gold, Neil Young.
Yeah.
Another commie bastard.
I'll fucking cut you.
I know you will. He's a Canadian commie.
Oh, well. That makes it okay.
Yeah. My number 8, speaking of commies, Band on the Run. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Wow.
That was a good album.
It is.
Yeah.
me and your brother. God damn it. Screaming that in the produce back room. Just getting looks from people. Going, are they singing Wings? Yeah, they're singing Wings. Fuck, all right. Number 7.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yes.
Yep. Looks out the window. Yep.
Yeah.
Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac.
Fucker! That is on my list. My number 7, because of Almost Famous, it's Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah.
That's on my list.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah, that's my number 6, Tiny Dancer.
There you go.
London Calling, The Clash.
Oh, wait. Oh, back to Tiny Dancer. That would be Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Yeah, Hold Me Closer. Tony Danza.
Yes. My number 6, Sweet Home Alabama. Play some Skinner. Yeah. Skinner. It was either going to be that or Freebird. I mean, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Number the 5th.
The 5th? Comfortably Numb.
Yeah.
Anarchy in the UK.
Can I just say that we're listening to all these songs, and I'm comparing it to now, and holy Christ, was so much better.
Oh, I know.
Even the 80s.
These 10 songs from the 70s that we're reading off is better than any fucking album out right now.
Easily. Yeah. The last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the stuff from the 90s.
Yeah.
One fucking song has more in it than a whole fucking album nowadays.
Yeah. What are we up to?
4.
No.
5?
You're on 5.
You're on 5.
My 5 was Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac. So it was either going to be that or Don't Stop or Tusk or...
T- Fantastic.
It was going to be a Fleetwood Mac song. I'm just going with that.
What's your beef with the Mac? They are bullshit munchers.
Number four.
Superstition.
Staying alive.
I got Let It Be. I had to throw a Beatles song.
You're a
in there.
Sucker.
You love it. Number three.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, how did I not make my list?
It made my list.
Fuck.
Heroes, David Bowie.
How did that not make my list? Fuck. Because I put this one at number three. SOS. ABBA.
I figured that his was going to be mostly ABBA.
I almost had Waterloo on there. I almost put Waterloo on there.
But thanks to the Fozzy remake of SOS, I went back and started listening to ABBA again. Fucking Jericho. But yeah, that's a great song. Number two.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Off the Wall. Greatest Michael Jackson album ever.
Yep.
For real.
Better than Bad.
Back in the Dark Ages.
It's better than Thriller.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Off the Wall. Kids, go buy that album.
It's when he was black, so you might be a little
funny. That's what we call the Dark Age.
The Dark Age.
If you got to buy one album today.
Buy Off the Wall.
Yeah. Let It Be, the Beatles.
Yep. My number two, again, your brother. Running with the Devil.
Yes.
Van Halen. Not Van Hagar. Van Halen. Because he scared the religious women. Makes me wish I just had a GoPro on me at the time. Alright, number one.
War Pigs.
And seeing as how he's almost 7 foot tall, he's really intimidating.
And drum. Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
Baddest man holding him down.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I went with Highway to Hell.
Yes.
AC/DC.
I went opposite of everybody, yeah. All right, so that was our top 10 list. Our casting this week, which Timmy came up with, and then obviously he's not here.
Asshole.
We're doing the O.J. Simpson trial. What better group of white Midwestern men to do the O.J. Simpson trial?
This is good, though.
Yeah, your list of characters. Orenthal James Simpson. Judge Ito. Marcia Clark. Christopher Darden. Johnny Cochran. Fucking Kardashian Robert. Robert Shapiro, F. Lee Bailey, Cato, and Mark Furman, the racist cop. Where would you like to start?
At the top.
All right. OJ.
OJ. Terry Crews.
You fuck.
Jamie Foxx. That's Tracy. Really? Like, who could I put as OJ? Said Jamie Foxx. Or Danny DeVito, because she knows how the shows ran.
That's true. Mine was Terry Crews too, but Jamie Foxx fits. Terry Crews is in the right
he's
body frame and age, so yeah. Who's your Asian Judge Ito?
George Takei.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Objection.
Let me see that glove.
He's squirming.
Garrett Wang from Voyager.
Okay. Yeah. We're just picking Asian folks here.
Both from Star Trek.
Isn't that funny?
Mine's not. I went with Ken Jeong. Over in Community.
No.
I was going to pick him, and I was like, I'm
the guy that's legitimately a doctor. Marcia Clark.
Sally Field.
Oh, that's a great one.
She looks a lot like her.
Yeah.
Leslie Ann Warren.
Yeah, it's another one. I went with mine's all comedians. So I went with Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Just because I blame Marcia Clark for not winning, and I hate Tina Fey, so it fits hand in hand.
Who do I look like? Who am I? Who am I?
That's right. Who's your Christopher Darden? We're not getting into that.
Christopher Darden. Spike Lee.
Oh. How did you not put him as Johnny Cochran?
Oh, my Johnny Cochran's.
Yeah.
Good? All right.
He's all right.
Tay Diggs.
I went with Damon Wayans.
Oh, that's good.
As his hobo character.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bottle of urine. You want to see a trick?
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran.
Ving Rhames.
Oh, the glove does fit. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Motherfucker!
Yeah. Yeah.
Who am I, motherfucker?
Yeah. I went with Tracy Morgan. That glove is ridiculous. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Robert Kardashian, who I blame for reality TV. Because of his dumbass wife and daughters.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones.
That's not bad, actually.
He looks like
it. Yeah. Of.
Edwards James Olmos.
Fat Adama. I went with Adam Sandler.
Oh, nice.
Now Adam Sandler, you know, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Shapiro.
Robert De Niro.
God damn it, cock.
Did he take yours?
Yes. Dick.
I went with Chevy Chase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Facing the wrong way in court. Lost like an Alzheimer's patient.
Saying the N-word.
Yeah. F. Lee Bailey.
Ed Asner.
Oh, that's a great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley. You did that, you have it?
Yes, that's my pick. He can't be guilty. He has the diabetes.
He's got the diabetes. Oh, shit. That's good.
Yeah, that was my pick. Cato Kalin. The alley neighbor.
Christian Slater.
That's a... Fuck, that should be mine. That's fantastic.
That is good.
Yes.
Oh, I had Brad Pitt.
Oh, you should have had Val Kilmer.
Well, Val Kilmer would have been good, too.
Yeah.
I went based solely on the hair.
I went with stupid comedian, so I picked Jack Black. But I so should have picked Val Kilmer or Steven Seagal. Yeah. That's good. I'm changing mine to Val Kilmer.
All right,
yeah,
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
That's good.
And we're ending with the racist cop, Mark Furman.
Ben Stiller.
Oh.
I thought you were going to take mine. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I went, who's a giant and has played a cop? And I could see being racist. Brad Garrett. Also known
who
as...
Could be Dan's doppelganger.
Yes. The brother from Everybody That Loves Raymond.
I don't like black people. Ray?
But everybody loves him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, that's our show. Thank you for listening. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. Please rate and review us 5 stars. We have a Twitter, at InconclusivePod, at CyborgSumo, at Timmy Schisler,
at ShoreTimmy,
at BeetleBliss.
We have a Facebook group. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. We have an email that nobody uses except T-Chip. You dirty fuckers. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
The story of T-Chip. We're almost done with you fuckers. We have had to, thanks to Tony, our network overlord, did you do the Better Business Bureau thing as well?
No.
Okay, it was just me and him. We filed complaints with OO Shirt, which is the parent company of T-Chip, through the Better Business Bureau in California, where they're based, to try and get refunds, because nobody had heard shit for months.
Yeah.
So we finally have started to hear replies for our complaints, and they want a ruler put up against the logo of the shirt to see just how bad it is. Oh, you hateful fucks. I hope you all burn in a house fire where you can't get out. Just, we're almost done. I think Tony's is getting a refund.
What a shitty company. I sent you a picture of me in the shirt with an angry face.
Yes. I apologize personally, because it was not what I had on the picture. That is what I want.
Yeah. I didn't buy it.
No shit.
I bought one.
I know.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
You should have went over here. You should have went to the fucking screen printing place.
Where's that at?
Morris?
See,
not this, Morris. It, no, it
Morris
was
is gone,
Morris is gone. It's the other one that was where the old ranch used to be on Pennsylvania. Yeah, on Pennsylvania. It's over there. There's a screen printing place over there.
Well, fuck, now I know. Well, guess where we're getting new shirts at.
But motherfucker, why didn't you ask me before you made the fucking shirts?
You need to make a logo like
Yeah. I have ideas.
Some kind of fancy computer guy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have shirts sometime soon.
What?
Hopefully. We'll figure something out. But yeah, T-Chip deal is almost over. I hate you bastards.
T-Chip gate.
T-Chip gate. Deflate gate. But yeah, that's it for the show. Thank you for listening. Any final thoughts?
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, you gotta go plow.
Slow down. It's gonna be snowflaking out there.
Yeah. I don't think anybody in Indiana listens to us sweat.
Yeah, we actually get quite a few. Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're up in the Northeast, fucking be safe. They're calling for a blizzard, foot of snow, and 40 mile an hour wind.
Where?
Jersey.
Yeah, those
Boston.
Yeah, those Jersey guys are in for
Philly.
Yeah, well, they said that at the beginning of the year, though. Our winter wasn't going to be half as bad as East Coast.
Yeah, they were going to get hit. Yeah, so be safe. And we will see you all next week. Bye.
Awesome. Yeah. I like it.